All right, go to the next verse. Who has, not going to, but already, not when you mess up, he will come and deliver you. No, you already delivered. Who has delivered us from what? The power of the control of darkness. Darkness can't come in and rule you when you got light. Are you listening to me? Who has delivered us, not going to, but delivered us from the power of the control of the authority of darkness, and has translated us, taken us out. You know what it means to be translated? To be removed from one place to another. I'm not there anymore. I'm not in darkness anymore. I've been translated over here into light. Into the kingdom of his dear son, or the son of his love, in whom we have redemption. He purchased me. He purchased you. He redeemed you. He redeemed us. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it, because he bought me. I bought my house. I bought my car. And now you come up and try to take it from me. And see, will I just let you take it? Come on, just try. And if I come and try to take yours, you're going to be the same way. No, sir, not today. Right? Because I purchased that. He purchased us. Satan don't own you. Satan don't own any part of you. Nothing. God owns you. He purchased you. And you're to stand up as his representative, a portion of his body, a member of his body, and say, no, you don't sickness. No, you don't disease. No, you don't poverty. No fear. You get out of here. Whom, in whom we have redemption. See, I know I've been redeemed. How did I get redeemed? Through his blood. He shed that blood on Calvary. Even the forgiveness of sin. Amen. Now, I'm going to mess with you. Let me get to my other Bible here. I think I got enough internet here to do it. It's kind of slow. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Now, I'm going to read the same passion of scripture from the Passion translation of the Bible, but I'm going to start at verse 9. Are you ready? If you have it, you can go ahead and pull it up. But if you don't have it, listen closely. So I'm going to take my time and read it. I'd like to read more of it, but I'm going to start at verse 9. Since we first heard about you, we have kept you always in our prayer that you would receive the perfect knowledge of God. Now, if the perfect knowledge of God wasn't available, why would he be talking about it? Receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over your life. He wants you to receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over your life, making you reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and understanding. In Ephesians chapter 3, don't remember which translation, but it says in the 10th verse, it talks about the many sides of God's wisdom. See, that God got wisdom for anything, everything, if it exists, the wisdom of God know about it. And so he wants us to be reservoir filled, reservoir of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, what can the devil do if you feel with the, we'll walk around, we're a reservoir. What is a reservoir anyway? It is something that you put up for reserve use. It's there if you need it. In other words, you are not on empty. You got some reserves, something restored. So when you need it, it's there to pull it out and use it. That we be, see God, that's why he wants you full of the word. About, notice what he said now. Of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding, we pray that you will walk in a way, that you will walk in the ways of true righteousness. See, some people want to put on a show on Sunday morning on the floor. And they walk all kind of ways out to get out the door. And then if you're righteous in here, you ought to be righteous out there. Come on now. If you're righteous in here and you ought to be righteous in the most dark and private place, and when you don't think nobody see you, you ought to still be righteous in your deeds and actions. Am I right? Because right is right anywhere. And wrong is wrong anywhere. Come on. And so he said, so that's why I want you to feel so you can walk in what you've been made. And we've been made the righteousness of God. Pleasing God in every good thing we do, in every good thing you do. Then you will become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life, maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in his fullness. Did you hear what I just read? And we pray that you would be energized with all the explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude when you think about how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to you by living in the light. We've been cheating ourselves. We've been putting up with stuff in our lives. And God wants you to rise up and say, no more of this stuff. No more of this. Amen?